Here's Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. It is a cloudy day out on the markets, too, because it's looking like they're kind of flat this morning. Stocks yesterday on the Dow, they finished down 1 point, but the S&P 500 went up 2 points, hitting an all-time high again. But we did see the number of Americans who signed contracts to purchase a previous owned home fall sharply in September, and that's the fourth consecutive month we've seen that. Pending sales of existing homes fell 5.6% last month from August, and economists were looking for a 0.5% rise. Now, we've heard from several different companies this morning. The first one we heard from is Aetna. The insurance company reported third-quarter profit of $1.50 a share, and that missed analyst estimates by 3 cents a share. Revenue, however, was above estimates as sales of recently approved cancer drugs rose. And we heard from Pfizer, the largest U.S. drug maker, said it earned 58 cents a share, and analysts were looking for only 43 cents a share, so that beat Wall Street analyst expectations, and that was thanks to sales of their oncology drugs, which jumped 26%. Now, Archer Daniels Midland Company, the grain processor, earned 46 cents a share for the third quarter, which missed analyst expectations by a penny, but revenue did exceed Wall Street estimates, and this company is still dealing with the lingering effects from the 2012 drought. And we heard from Waste Management Company. The company earned 65 cents a share for the third quarter. That beat estimates by 3 cents a share. And revenue was above analyst expectations as well. And Apple, the iPhone maker, reported fourth quarter profit of $8.26 a share. That beat estimates of $7.96 a share. Revenue was also above consensus. But we are seeing their gross margins for the current quarter drop below what most people were looking for. And Apple said they do expect the slowest Christmas season in history for them, and that is because the market is becoming more and more saturated with iPhones and iPads, and Samsung, their main competitor, is bringing out a much cheaper iPad, I should say, or their equivalent of, but Apple is bringing out a new iPad, which they call the iPad Air, on November 1st. Now, for the quarter, Apple sold 33.8 million iPhones and 14.1 million iPads, so quite a bit there. But that stock is up about $2 this morning. Another company we heard from is Herbalife. The nutrition formula weight loss company said Monday its profit grew 27% in the quarter. They reported earnings of $1.41 a share, and analysts were looking for only $1.14 a share. Revenue was also above estimates. And you heard from Masco, the giant building products maker. This company makes everything from cabinets to plumbing supplies. They earned 27 cents a share for the quarter, and that beat analyst expectations by 2 cents a share. The building products maker also saw revenue beat consensus thanks to renovation activity among homeowners as well as new home construction. And we also heard from United States Steel Corporation. They lost 14 cents a share for the quarter, which was a smaller loss than the 43 cents a share analysts were actually predicting, but revenue was below forecast as the company deals with weaker prices and a drop in demand. And that stock is down about 2% this morning. Now, we also did get some economic numbers just a few minutes ago. The producer price index, which shows inflation at the wholesale level, was actually down about 0.1%. And now we're looking for an increase of 0.2%. So that's very good news on the inflation front. And we did get some retail sales numbers. Retail sales for the month of September were down 0.1%, and analysts were actually looking for that to increase about 0.2%. But if you actually stripped out the volatile automobile sales, then it is actually up 0.4%. So it was really not that bad of a number. As far as the markets go this morning, it is very, very foggy out there. It looks like the market's virtually flat. The Dow right now looks like it's down 1 point if we were to open right now.
Mark, some good news in the Times Record today concerning a lease at Whirlpool Corporation. The Spartan Logistics of Columbus, Ohio, will use a part of the Whirlpool plant on a short-term lease to help out the folks at Owens Corning in Fort Smith. So that could lead to some additional jobs and at least use part of the Whirlpool building.
Their goal, from my understanding, is to chop up that Whirlpool building and lease it out in parts, which is actually a very good idea because it is such a large building. It's going to be very hard to find someone who would rent the whole thing. And Owens Corning is a great, great company. So if they're supplying them, hopefully they'll end up turning into a very long-term lease.
Mark, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Mark Myers of Stern AG and Leach with some insight on the local scene as well.